Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are to keep you on your radio toes, your information toes. This is the Talk Radio Review presentation of the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen going through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. Talkers takes it upon themselves and have for the past three decades plus every week coming up with the overview of the stories that have been most discussed on News Talk radio stations and programs by hosts that are extraordinary in most cases. The people list also is part of what we go through. And then there are the talk radio countdown extras, like the focus on Sudan. I was kind of surprised that the fighting in Sudan was not at least like number 10 here.
Yeah, right. It seemed like everybody was concerned, and then it kind of went away.
But it's still happening. Still happening. You know what, Jennifer? It's amazing. I had this conversation with somebody who is a friend of mine. He used to be a student of mine. I taught English in the junior high school here. And I said, do you know where Sudan is? Because he's got people working for him. He runs a junkyard. Mm-hmm. And he has people working for him that come from this neck of the woods. So I said, do you even know where Sudan is? And he looks at me and he says, Mr. Steffen, because he still calls me Mr. Steffen.
That's cute.
Mr. Steffen, from when he had me in English in the late 1960s, for heaven's sakes. Anyway, so I said, do you know where Sudan is? He said, nope, don't know. He thought it was somewhere in the Middle East. Well, I guess
it's Africa. Kind of, yeah.
I know, it's Africa, right. It's just south of Egypt and Libya. It is, and this isn't going to help you much, it's east of Chad, north of Ethiopia, and so that helps probably nobody.
Not quite a garden spot is probably looking, what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's not a great, no, it's a desert on top of the desert. So anyway, the fighting continues, and it is something, we're sort of caught in the middle here because there are so many other things that are going on conversationally. The fact that Tucker Carlson is still number five amazes me. There's nothing new, and he doesn't even want to talk.
Well, yeah, I thought it would be off the list by now.
Yeah, there was
something new this week, which was so stupid. The people at Media Matters, so cool about those people. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, we know why Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. We have the stunning footage of him being a racist and a jerk and blah, blah, blah. They released not only, there were some tweets that came up, but also some video. And if you listened all the way through, this actually made you like Tucker Carlson more. It made him seem more likable than he seems. I've told you I was kind of Tucker neutral. Like, mm-hmm. I respected what he did, but I can't say, I was like, oh, my God. Or, you know, some days I'd watch a show and I'd be like, yes, that was great. And other days I'd be like, eh, you know, I'm not like a super fan. But listening to how he thinks now, because Media Matters have this stunning bombshell footage,
stunning.
I was like, I actually like this guy. One of the things that they were upset with and that got a lot of attention this week, and The View was all, you know, clutching pearls, is that he had written...
No, those are rosary beads.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever they clutch over at The View.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was talking about January 6th, and he has this long, like, piece of footage. And he says, and this is something that he texted, excuse me, and he said, I found myself rooting for these guys that were, you know, on January 6th because they were taking on Antifa. And then he said, I realized I had to question my own way of thinking because I realized that Antifa guy has a mother and people who love him. And so he kind of goes through where he says something shocking at the beginning, which everybody's jumping on, but they don't go through the context of him actually playing this out in his head where he said, but wait a second, I realized that was really flawed because this guy has a mother and he has people who love him and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. I mean, does that make you hate Tucker Carlson, or does it give you insight into how he thinks?
Hmm. One of the things that is pretty obvious about all of this is context, And what
always.
We say and how we say it and where we say it and when we say it. You know, we're all here. We spend a lot of time every day talking to an audience, whether we're on television doing it or whether we're on the radio doing it. And so there are times, and this doesn't even happen to people that are doing it professionally. We all say things. We all do things. We all have moments that we are not proud of. We slip, we fall, we stick our foot in our mouth, whatever it is. I do this all the time.
But
frankly,
you don't, the gotcha mentality, though, it's not.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's not when you make a mistake. It's that people love sound bites. And so instead of saying, Tucker Carlson's actually calling himself out, going, wow, wait a second, I was kind of wrong in how I was thinking about this, they just want to say, well, I really liked watching that guy get beat up. Yeah. And they try to make it seem like that's his personality when that's not what he was saying. There was another clip, an audio clip, and you would have laughed at this because this sounds like our off-the-air hijinks around here, where Tucker's saying something like, I don't know about that guy, but his girlfriend was sure yummy. And then he goes, wait a second, I know Media Matters is listening. I've never even seen the woman. I'm kidding. And he, like, makes this thing. Sure enough, Media Matters listens. They put it out and says, Tucker Carlson's the
Tucker!
Sexist. Right.
Yeah, right.
It's just
go
so
get him.
Stupid.
All right, so here's your chance. We'll get completely off of the charts for a moment. Jay and I set up because the Kentucky Derby is this weekend as we're doing this program. A lot of people are preparing. It will be over by the time some of you listen to this program. But we came up with an idea for a contest, which, if under the circumstances, if you were a contestant, you get several different names that could belong to a rock band, a racehorse, or the title of a porn adult film. And so there were a lot of different names that came up, like Whiskey Makes Me Frisky, Irish and Foxy, Shamrock 69, Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, I like Bailey's. That's cute.
Yeah, I
don't know. If you're talking about pop bands, I might need my horse NSYNC to win.
NSYNC. Yes, there you go. All right, so... Oh, we always save at least one story for Jennifer J., right?
Oh,
here's the story.
You have to.
From California, a restaurant owner, the owner of Rainbow Oaks, Janine Paulino, has experienced some backlash for honoring veterans at her restaurant.
Oh, boy.
There's a video of patrons. You must have talked about this on your local KRLA program. If you haven't, see, I'm giving you some.
Yeah, I love your show.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Video of patrons standing up for the Star Spangled Banner. They sent progressives into a tailspin, including a person behind the TikTok post who captioned the incident, quote, the most dangerous situation I've ever been in. Obviously referring to a group of people who are saluting the flag and who are terrifyingly singing God Bless America and the Star Spangled Banner, et cetera, et cetera. So the lady who owned the restaurant where the moment occurred said the complaints are just another way of getting attention. She said, quote, I feel like if we take a few minutes out of our day to be grateful for the men and women who have made the sacrifices so that we can stand up and say how we feel, and said how she felt, which I thought was appropriate. You know what? Why isn't this considered the rights? Is this really what's going on? The right is the only one selling? Well, this is what they're selling. The only people who sing the national anthem are people that are on the right, and the people on the left are not patriots. I think that's a stretch.
Gross. I know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a stretch.
It's like that something that really wasn't, it shouldn't be polarizing, is now right. Incredibly polarizing, and people use it to get more likes and
anything.
Followers and build their social media. There is a, who is it, Mission Barbecue. Every day at 12 noon, they stop and do the national anthem. If you go there, you know that they do this, and if you don't want to be a part of it, just don't go.
No.
It's a few minutes at 12 o'clock, and if you don't know and you happen to be in a restaurant and they do it and you don't want to partake, just stay sitting. Eat your food. Nobody's paying any attention to you anyway.
Yeah. And by the way, the other side should leave them alone. If they don't stand up, then
exactly.
Leave them alone. Ignore them.
Where did Live and Let Live go?
All right. Number six this week, the Proud Boys verdict. Four members of the Proud Boys, including their former leader, Enrique Zatario. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think so.
Enrique. Anyway, we're convicted. of sedition for leading the mob on the Capitol January 6th. Anybody know what sedition is? I'm asking it sort of rhetorically.
It's a conspiracy, right? To get people together, kind
right.
of, essentially.
Yes. Yep, that's it. And so there they are. And
still not one conviction for an insurrection. Isn't that amazing?
Well, who was charged with insurrection? How many people were charged
Nobody
with
has been charged or convicted of insurrection. Nobody.
Which is really, so the difference between sedition is not as serious as the, you know, as what you're suggesting, frankly. I don't think it is. Maybe that's why they haven't been charged. I don't know. I just find at this point in time, we are beyond this. And once again, what it does point out is something that in terms of our legal system, one of the things that we talked about here on this program this week, Jennifer, was the fellow that was put to death. I don't know, was it Minnesota or somewhere? I don't know, out west somewhere in one
Florida,
state.
Florida, wasn't it? The one
was
that
it? Oh, no, you're right. It was Florida, yeah. He got the needle. He killed somebody in 1986.
So he went to trial. Conspiracy, real quick, before you jump into this, because I just looked it up. Seditious conspiracy law was enacted after the Civil War to arrest Southerners who keep fighting the government. Sedition cases, so basically if you fight the government, you're guilty of sedition.
I fought the law and the law won.
There you go. Okay, on to that guy.
No, I just, I'm thinking about the problem, and I think the last time, it's on the list, but this is my overview of this is that the system is so broken. We're busy arguing about who's going to be appointed judges because some's a Republican, some's a Democrat. And we have a system that's falling apart. And this is a perfect example of it. The Proud Boys verdict should have come a lot quicker. And talking about the guy that was put to death in Florida this week, who had killed somebody in 1986. Trial was 87. He was sentenced in 88. That's 35 years ago. This guy has been languishing, if you will, because of all the appeals. It's cost the state of Florida well over $1 million to defend itself, in a sense, because they are challenged when somebody is convicted and then sentenced to death. They go through all the court records 100 times. They go through all everything. And meanwhile, justice is not served. And that's one of the biggest problems in our country. 18 past here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Comment time, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. With a social media slant, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner with the Dugger. As we pose several questions over the course of the week, which you certainly encourage to give us your 2 or 3 or 4 cents worth of opinion, thoughts, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter, Good Day On Air, and live 855-999-DUG, should you care to. So one of the things that are the items that are on the charts this week, at number 10, concern over artificial intelligence. So we have some pretty poignant comments. You want to read some of them for the audience, please, Jay?
Daniel says it's already too late to regulate AI. AI already has the ability to outprogram any restrictions placed on it by human programmers. We are doomed, eventually.
There we go. That's a bright way of looking at it. I'm not with him necessarily, but I think this is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Okay, what else do you have?
Laura Francis says, my concern is the big corporations will make tons of money. I mean, tons. The sad part is that it will disrupt human interaction and will be a huge job loss for so many people, especially colleges or trade schools applying for certain jobs.
Well, it's time you learn a different skill. Have more than one skill to protect yourself. I guess that's kind of the way, if you're, you know, if you do one thing now and do it well, that's swell. Find something else that you're interested in.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Don't lean on one shovel. Go ahead.
And then when we rely too much on the comfort and knowledge that technology can give us, and then when something happens, all of a sudden we don't know what to do. I'm sure all of us remember growing up, and we had to memorize phone numbers, so we knew a lot of phone numbers. Now, if you get into trouble with something and your phone is done, if you can get access to another phone, can you even remember a number you need to call?
That's a good point. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Melody says it has gotten out of control. People are relying on it way too much. Jim says there's nothing wrong. Stop scaring people.
I like that guy. Just
thank you, Jim.
Well
done. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Our country. Go ahead. Finish that.
Saying, Cheryl said, when creators are admitting on national news that it's going too fast and they can't control it, that's a problem.
There you go. All right, here's another question that was pondered by a number of our listeners. The direction of our country and where is it going? So let's get some of those.
We need Jim. There's no problem, Sarah.
All right.
Get that guy back.
Thank you, Jim.
We need him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Terry says, our country is in a very sad way. The anger, hatred, our borders are not safe. The government doesn't seem to care about the citizens of this once great country. Just really pathetic and sad.
But other than that.
There's something to be said for that. Yep. Okay. Keep going, if you will, please, Jay.
She says, our wonderful country is in a mess. Record inflation, supply chain shortages, huge influx on illegal immigration, crime, loss of energy independence, outrageous national debt. Hope people wake up before it's too late.
Sounds like she's been looking at the charts that are published every week, by the way, at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. Yep. All right. Keep cooking there, Jay.
I like what Julie said. The greed in this country is grossly out of proportion. We definitely need real representation. We are being taxed without being represented, and our representatives don't really know us personally. How many people know who their representative is? Have they tried to talk to them? She herself can't get past the nice, helpful person who typically answers the phones or is filtering the calls and has never spoken personally to the rep, even though she
I hate to be a topper, but my representative is Adam Schiff.
Yeah, right.
You think he cares about me? No way.
Not exactly.
No.
All right. Who else is?
Johnny says our country is going downhill, and it's mostly because of political beliefs that are counterproductive to the growth and health of our country. Too many politicians want everything their way and aren't willing to work for the benefit of the American people.
John says Doug Steffen should go to the White House.
Yes.
Yeah.
There
we
go. That would be a lot of fun. I'd be looking to sell the China at a yard sale. That's probably where I'd get started. All right. Thanks for the comments. 28 after, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is praising the latest jobs report. The economy added 253,000 jobs last month, beating estimates by more than 60,000. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is stepping down. The White House announced Dr. Rochelle Walensky is leaving the agency next month. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is assessing the situation at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire in less than a week.
The border is not open, it has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
Mayorkas declares that people smugglers are lying if they say otherwise. In Britain, the coronation of King Charles III is set to begin in just a few hours. The country is gearing up to celebrate. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Now 34 at the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week, courtesy of the thoughts of Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, here with the charts from this first week of May. The situation with Russia. Let's see, where is that? Number 7 on the countdown this week. The Russians... What's weird?
The story with Russia this week, the drone attack.
The drone attack. Yes, well, of course, it's our fault. The United States has helped the Ukrainians coordinate these drone strikes, trying to get Putin. Can you imagine? Why in the world would anybody want to kill Vladimir Putin?
I'm pretty sure if the United States wanted to get Vladimir Putin, they would have a much
better
attack
long since done.
Than those janky-looking drones. I don't know if you guys saw the video footage, but it almost looked like someone threw like a sparkler that you might see from the 4th of July on the roof of the Kremlin. It was very odd. It didn't look very serious, and I think Russia did it to themselves in an effort to, to kind of push things along a little, expedite their war, maybe.
That sounds like it could be about right.
I think the reason they didn't work is because the drones were made in China.
That's probably true.
I wasn't being facetious.
I know. Probably true.
Probably true. All right, so let's look at one of the things, number 9, deadly shootings. Now, a lot of hosts will take to that discussion when they focus on all the shootings in America. I am broadening it out because I think, Jay, you and I talked about this week to a point. The attack near the Serbian capital of Belgrade this past week, 10 people in a shootout there. I think 10 people were killed and a bunch more were injured. This is the country's second mass shooting in 2 days. So is there too much America, too much information about it? What's going on in America? Is this spreading around the world? Is this something that everybody, it's like an infection. It's like COVID.
Yeah, but
spreading.
I almost feel like we need to focus on the ones that are happening in this country because we really don't know what's happening in Serbia.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just it's spreading.
Yeah, to say that that's like American inspiration, we just don't know what's going on. I think, though, there's really important stuff to talk about with shootings here. The shooting at the hospital in Atlanta, I don't know if you guys heard a lot about that, but they, this woman is in the hospital with her son, and then her son opens fire in Atlanta at a hospital and
like
shoots
a horror movie.
And kills one, injures four, takes off. And then what she says, and this is, again, it's not an excuse, but we have some really big problems here that we need to address. This is a guy who was, I think, Coast Guard, and he was under the care of the VA. He asked the VA for Ativan because he was having panic attacks or anxiety. And the doctors at the VA said, no, that'll get you hooked. So they gave him something else. And his mother said he's been acting weird ever since he started taking whatever it was that the doctors gave him. Mm-hmm. So we have so many issues, but mental illness is at the top. And I feel like we are failing people on every turn. And everybody wants to sit and argue about guns, and everybody wants to sit and argue. You're never going to get rid of the guns. The bad guy, whether you take them from the good people, the bad guys are always going to have the guns. You're not going to make them go away. It's not fantasy land. So let's deal with something we can deal with, which is why people are pulling the trigger of those guns. And especially someone who served the country. I mean, I'm not giving the guy extra prep credit. He did something terrible. But let's get to the root cause of what's going on.
Well, what is it?
Right.
What's the root cause? That's the thing. There's so many disturbing things that are going on every level. Just look at the list this week. Artificial intelligence. That's enough to give everybody the willies. Mm-hmm. And that's number 10. All of these shootings, number 9. The chokehold death in New York. What in the name of God? This guy just goes in and grabs this other guy and strangles him?
No, this was actually was a guy who was like attacking people on the subway, and this former Marine goes in and puts a chokehold on.
And the guy, the homeless man who was killed, had apparently already been stopped for mental health reasons, what, how many times just that day alone, and nothing ever really came of it. And then you have this Marine who will probably be charged
with
this, the death. So both men have been failed in a very big way.
Well, country's too big.
We
can't govern ourselves. We can't control ourselves, this country, and the world.
Nobody wants
too many people.
Because this infection that comes with this leftist ideology that the real victims are the people who have been failed by the system. So they think the criminals are the real victims, not the people that they actually prey on. There was a woman who was arrested this week for stabbing to death a man who was just on the street, walking around. He's a father, got a little kid at home. And this woman had stabbed a bus driver and punctured her lung, was on the street playing with knives, making terrorist threats. She was arrested 5 times. And instead of putting her into jail, they put her into a mental health treatment. But she never showed up for the mental health treatment. So they didn't do anything. They didn't go and get her. They didn't say, hey, you're not showing up for your appointment. She's just out again to prey on people. This is how we're failing with this half-hearted attempt at treatment for mental illness. You can't just say we're going to help people, and then when they don't show up, you're not going to do anything about it. Ugh, it's very frustrating.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, it is it's almost like, where do you turn next? I mean, I just have been stuck on, in terms of what's going on, this is not in the top 10, but certainly there have been a lot of, maybe it comes under the legal stuff, number 6, Trump and all of that, but there is a real problem with judiciary nominees, and the root of the problem isn't politics, but, well, maybe it is, I suppose, depending on how you read it. It's that there are a lot of bad judges, there are a lot of bad appointments, there are a lot of people, and there are some bad Republicans, there are some bad Democrats. Once again, the focus is on politics instead of the law. I don't give a damn what your politics are. I want to know that you understand the law and that you have, if you're a judge and you want to move up to the circuit, or you're a lawyer, you want to be appointed a judge or whatever it is, that you're competent. And none of these hearings focus on competency. And then Dianne Feinstein says, well, there's no problem because we voted this week. Did she vote on Zoom? I didn't quite figure.
Yeah, I don't think she can. I don't know.
Can't vote on Zoom? Anyway. It's appalling, frankly, all of this stuff. And the amount of oxygen that's taken out of the air because of Trump being charged with rape. Now you got 3 women who say that he raped them. I mean, come on, you want this guy to be the president? Or Joe Biden, who can't put a sentence together? Is that, that's it? That's the best we can do? I know you think that Trump is the best president we've ever had, yada, yada, yada. The best president will be someone who represents this country and all of its people. Not a good Democrat or not a good Republican, but a good American.
So who is it?
Who is it? That's a very good question, Jennifer. It's a very good question. It's not anybody that's on the horizon that I see. I don't see anybody there now. Well, the last time around, I thought it was Michael Bloomberg, and that didn't get very far. I think I'm, although my son has already taken me apart for saying I thought that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would be an interesting candidate, at least he's different. But then, you know, is there someone that we have a system. And the system kind of likes the system because it favors its own. And that it's unusual. You had Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, who were basically unknown to the rest of the country when they ran for president. And they both won because nobody knew who they were. There wasn't enough information. Now, today, because there's a lot of, certainly back in the 70s when Jimmy Carter ran, not social media, and there wasn't as much on Bill Clinton. There was dirt on Bill Clinton when he ran, but it didn't stick. And apparently, you know, is how much different is Trump than Bill Clinton? That's what the Republicans say. Well, look at Bill Clinton. Where are the good people? Actually, Clinton didn't do a bad job. And when you really get down to brass tacks, Trump didn't do a bad job either. It's just his damn personality that turned so many people off. And yet, is he the only one that can get the job done? Is there somebody like Trump who hasn't got a crappy personality?
I mean, I'd rather see someone who can do the job.
Yeah, me too.
The prom king, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's very good, Jennifer. Yeah. All right, anyway, so the bad, I look at some of these choices and it gives me the chills looking at these people that are nominated for these. They're so bad. They have such horrible records. It would be like putting AOC in charge of the judiciary. These, you know, or what's her face, Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's this, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing to be done? By the way, what happened, now we're on Trump, what's going on with Pence and his, he hasn't testified yet, right?
No, he testified this week.
He did. What did he say?
Nobody knows because it was behind closed doors.
Oh, why was it behind closed doors?
Because it was with the special prosecutor, so I think they're trying to, all of those things are private, typically. I don't think we know exactly what he said.
Okay. All right, so with the presidential, there's always a line or two about who's running for president. Nikki Haley said this week something along the lines of having everybody running for the president tested for mental competence.
Oh, yeah. She said that when she first came out, that she wants to have, like, a mental fitness test.
What, a Rorschach test? What are we giving
her?
What's the test?
I think that's a little jab at Joe Biden.
Yeah. It's more than a little jab.
Yeah. She was asked if she thought that her former boss, President Trump, could pass, and she said yes, that she believed that he would, but that people need to be able to prove that they have the mental fitness to serve. I don't hate the idea because, that seems to be like the
why not?
I don't know.
But
bare
how
minimum.
Would you come? How
why isn't that
would
already
you,
a thing?
Yeah. How, what would
because
you,
you'd never be able to agree on how to administer the test, right?
Uh-huh.
It would always be, like, what are you going to do? The ink blots. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but, like, how would anybody ever agree on what the actual test would look like?
All right. I'm going to finish this segment with a focus, when we talk about judicial nominees, on Clarence Thomas and the storm around him and how bad he looks. You can say everybody, all the members of the Supreme Court get favors. But the list goes on and on and on of
undeclared.
I think undeclared...
the people that say this are racist.
Oh, of course they are. Right. That's it. Yeah.
That's what they would say if somebody on the right was saying that
right.
about
yeah.
a leftist judge.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, under the circumstances, he looks. Now, who's responsible? Do you see anything about this in Newsmax or on some of the right-wing cable channels? Have you talked about Clarence Thomas with an eye toward looking at the actual gifts that have been given to him and
we
the fact that he didn't
declare?
We talked
about it a while ago. But in context of some of the gifts that are given to people all along, and his, you know, we've had in Los Angeles, we've had a lot of people, including our mayor right now, who have gotten free, you know, diplomas from USC and their business school and all these things. And so it's hard when you just point at one person because, unfortunately, this is a systemic problem.
Yeah.
So.
All right. All right. You know where we have a problem to solve, and that's your upset stomach?
Yeah.
How about we spend a minute talking about Balance 7?
The news hurts.
In 20 seconds, here's the message. Balance 7 evens you off. Your gut is going to become cleaner and better. You want to do that to your gut and so you're feeling better? Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and get Balance 7.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of May 1st to the 5th. Doug Steffen here with the story list. Every week, Talkers Magazine comes up with the top 10 stories as they monitor what's going on in news talk radio around the country. And then they also have the top 10 people as the discussion about these issues brings them back around to the people list. But first, the story list. Number 10, artificial intelligence and concerns over that. Number 9, all the shootings continuing. Number 8, the subway death, the chokehold of a rider on another rider, the war in Ukraine, number 7, the legal battles of Donald Trump are 6, Tucker Carlson, I don't know what new angle people can find on this, but anyway, it's number 5, Biden's immigration policy, number 4, the bank failures, number 3, Fed raises the interest rate, number 2, and the debt ceiling is 1. So the top 3 items are all about your pocketbook. That's it. Those are the items on the story list from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list. Now, we try to do this officially during each hour of the related programs having to do with what's on News Talk Radio. So on that list of people, at number 10, Jordan Neely. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. Jack Smith is at number 8. E. Jean Carroll is at 7. Mr. Trump is at 6. Tucker Carlson is at 5. Greg Abbott is at number 4. Number 3 is Jerome Powell. Number 2 is Kevin McCarthy. And number 1 is Joe Biden. So the input, by the way, you can have input into your thoughts about the charts. Help yourself to 855-999-3684 with your thought. What do you think should be number 1? We'll share those calls as we get them. The charts for this past week, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour in the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen here. As usual, during this time of the week, we're reviewing the items and we connect to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There's an ancillary hour that goes with it for most of the stations that have this on the air over the weekend. The charts for the week of May 1st to the 5th bring us around to three items that are pretty much in concert. Number three, the failure of the Republic Bank. So there have been three big banks that have hit the wind. Number two, the Fed has risen. It sounds like it's Easter. The Fed has risen. The Fed.
I wish they'd sing.
Right. Leave the rock over the tomb, please. Anyway, the interest rate's gone up again this week, and the debt ceiling number one. So let's kind of start with that, the back and forth, the usual political gamesmanship. The Democrats say, we're going to fix you guys. Republicans say, you can't fix us because we have more votes than you do. And so here we are, back and forth. And the real problem here, and I think it's one of the reasons the Fed raised the interest rate, frankly, I think that was ill-advised. I think the last two rate increases have been ill-advised, but what do I know? The fact that Wall Street plays... I'm not sure who the Pied Piper is here, whether it's Wall Street or the Fed, but one follows in lockstep with the other. And one of the reasons that there's a problem on Wall Street is because there's uncertainty. The market cannot stand uncertainty. And so even though we all know that sooner or later these boobs in Washington are going to get together and they're going to sort of fix the problem and or kick the can down the road, the debt ceiling issue has not been fixed. I frankly think in my own world the Republicans are right on this 100%, we have got to do something, have to do something about all of the spending. There is runaway spending that always leads to inflation. Part of it, if you want to focus on the blame, which doesn't really fix the problem, but the blame rests squarely with how we run our country, how we have given over to the Chinese in terms of manufacturing. 40% of their business, though, is connected to us. And so all of this stuff is intertwined, like our governments are, even though we have different exchanges, all of that stuff is part of it. And so this makes, we all know that if the guy who's chairman of Chase Bank, if he has a herpes or a hernia or something, that'll set the market off. If anything sets it off. And certainly all the talk about not fixing the debt has created an uncertainty, which leads to the other stuff.
It's unsustainable. Forget the politics about who's right and who's wrong at this point. If you are making the minimum payment, I think this is the great example. If you have credit card debt and you're just making the minimum payment and spending, do you think that your credit card company is going to keep upping your limit? No way. They're not going to do that. And that's what is going on right now with the government. They spent another $300 billion or something, I think, in total to Ukraine. And they just sent more money after sending all of that. It's ridiculous. And it's not just for military stuff. They're like paying the Ukrainians pensions. Like, you don't do that for people here. Why would we do that for people there? And it's very frustrating. And what's even more frustrating is that it becomes politics. So Joe Biden says, well, I'm not going to negotiate with anybody. Well, you ran on being a unifier. So if Republicans have passed through a bill, at least talk to them about it. And by the way, I don't think the bill that the Republicans passed is good enough, but at least it deals with some cuts to spending. Yeah,
it deals with
it. At least it's a start.
But as you look at the end of the week in the stock markets, they've closed lower. The S&P was down 0.7%. Not awful, but a reflection. They had all the markets have been going up. The Dow is off almost 1 point. NASDAQ was off 0.5 point. And so the focus was more on this bank that, I don't know what we call it, failure, because it really didn't fail. The government went in and yanked all of the assets and basically screwed the stockholders. So one day the bank's worth, the stock for the bank is $400. The next day the stock of the bank is worth $3. And the next day the stock of the bank is worth nothing.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist anymore.
It's a really good week for gold.
I guess that's probably a way of looking at it. Yeah, it is a good week of year. Buying gold, I always find that interesting. We get into these times, the advertisements that you hear, a lot of them on News Talk radio programs. Buy gold! Buy gold! Buy gold! Instead, you should be buying Balance 7. Okay.
I think
gold and Balance 7. Off. There it is. Okay. So there are three of the things sort of put together as one here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.